Gracias, señora moderadora.
Thank you, Madam Moderator, and a very good afternoon to everyone. Thank you very much, and to the panelists, and I extend my warm regards to them. I fully support what the representative of the NGO just stated, as well as Mr. De Negri, because these are fundamental, obvious, basic and undeniable issues. All of the elements that you put on the table actually date back to before COVID, and what COVID did was actually make things more significant. It brought these things to light and made them more obvious, if you like. And the problem of debt and official development aid is proposed by a small handful of countries, it's providing 0.7%, I think, of the total, supported by international financial institutions, and then there's the role that international financial institutions played in the neoliberal conditionalities of donors for debt regimes, etc., and it's necessary to put this on the table at the Human Rights Council, and a lot of countries do this. And then when the independent expert goes to New York and discusses these issues in New York, if he's lucky, some countries will listen to the debate, they'll listen to his presentation to the third committee. I was there before, and some of the countries that go will say that this isn't the forum to talk about this problem. And then they'll go to the second committee of the General Assembly and they'll say that this isn't the place either. So the fact is that there is no place for that. What is the place for us to talk about these issues? The fact is that all of the main creditors are present, and all of the decisions made at the big financial institutions, at the World Bank, for example, that claim to be democratic and equitable, these are very old problems. And countries like to claim that none of this is related to human rights. In the world that we live in, when aid is given, there are always conditions on developing countries. They ask for internal reforms, for things that are the exclusive competence of national decision makers, and they ask for so-called transparency mechanisms. They talk about transparency, and actually we all know that this is a Pandora's box. In fact, nobody talks about transparency elsewhere, we're all aware of that. So this is a situation of double standards that we're seeing in human rights. Thank you very much.